your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Chatting with Jim McKinney. We're doing this show solo. I'm very proud of the first segment that we just did. I can't understand how anybody with an IQ above 2 cannot understand our logic saying that our economy is really, really in trouble right now, and consequently the country is really in trouble. Jim, Tuesday was an interesting day. It made me realize that perhaps more and more Americans understand what's going on right now, because as the Seattle Times said, the Democrats got lambasted in this election last Tuesday. Carville said that the lead Democratic strategist said that the Democrats ran very, very dumb campaigns. I happen to agree with that. Having said that, Jim, why don't we summarize what happened this past week, this past Tuesday?
So there was nothing more earth-shaking than the Virginia elections for the state-wide positions of governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. The Republicans swept all three positions after the Biden administration had won Virginia by 10 points just in November of last year. Glenn Youngkin ran a campaign basically saying we need to let parents decide what to do with their children. Terry McAuliffe ran a campaign that said the government's going to solve the problems for you. Terry McAuliffe's primary argument was that Glenn Youngkin was racist and that the entire Republican Party was racist. And what you get in the outcome of the election was Glenn Youngkin winning. The new lieutenant governor is Winsome Sears, a black Jamaican immigrant, former Marine, Republican. And the attorney general is a
Cuban
Hispanic gentleman.
Right.
So Jason Miaris. So you've got two of the three Republican leaders running in Virginia, winning the election. Two of the three are minorities, and the entire liberal progressive establishment is continuing to argue that it was a racist campaign, that it was dog whistles for racism, that it was white supremacy. Absolutely ridiculous arguments, and the American people, certainly people in Virginia, are beginning to see through it. The downside of it is there were still nearly almost 50% of the people, 48, 49% of the people that still voted and listened to those ridiculous and provenly wrong arguments. So quite an interesting event. And of course, New Jersey and around the country in school boards, in legislative districts, woke agenda, critical race theory, government controlling your parents' choices. And of course, underlying all of this is the continued lockdowns and the real mismanagement of the entire country by Joe Biden, with border issues, with immigration failures, with the Afghanistan, absolutely a terrible, terrible disaster in Afghanistan, with higher inflation, with very slow economic recovery, and then mandates that are forcing individuals out of jobs because of a government mandated requirements for vaccines that have very little scientific studies behind them. And I think people are very beginning to say this is enough, and they've had enough of the woke politics and they've had enough of the COVID lockdowns.
Well, what I'm wondering is, given the fact that Jen, Biden's press secretary, was triple vaccinated, and yet she still contracted COVID. Given that fact, and we've had a lot of guests on this show, Jimmy, as you know, a lot of physicians who were at the time double vaccinated, and now I'm sure triple vaccinated, who also contracted COVID. What I want to say is that the Democrats are really going to have to go, whoops, we made a mistake. I don't know if they have the chutzpah to do that. I hope they do, because they did make a very, very serious mistake in terms of the COVID situation.
Yeah, I think it's COVID. It's across the board in almost all the policies that affect average Americans right now. The tax bills, the idea that somehow a $3.5 trillion infrastructure budget will not cost Americans a thing. It's going to cost somebody. And they say it's the rich, but in the end, corporations, corporate taxes, people end up paying more. Inflation's going to go up. We've got these terrible supply chain issues. All of these issues are coming together to push, to have the one place people are able to push back is at the ballot box. And we see it happening in Virginia. We saw it happening in small locations in Ohio, in Seattle, and in Minnesota. People push back on anti-police agendas. They're frustrated. They're upset with crime. They're upset with the violence and the, and you know, they're saying, wait a second, the Republicans can do better, they can do more, and they're better capable of this. What is really disturbing is that in some of these states, and New Jersey is another exceptional example, and of course in the federal government right now, the big argument is, well, you know, you're alienating and taking away voter rights by forcing voter ID, by having auditing, by actually looking at what's happening behind the scene. And what we see in New Jersey in the Phil Murphy race against the gentleman, Cittarelli, the Republican, you had what should have been a very easy victory for Murphy up until the week before the election. Right. The polls were showing a very wide Democratic benefit. But what you're seeing is a big pushback. The vote was so close. And Cittarelli had moved up in the lead after the vote was counted, but then these small areas keep finding more ballots. And we know what happened with Christine Gregoire and Dino Rossi in Washington that started this let's count the votes until we win issue, when less than 100 votes after the third recount, and they found 100 votes in a box somewhere that went all to Christine Gregoire. You know that Democrats have had these numerous events that question the integrity of the systems, and they protect it in those states. They don't have the attorney generals. They don't have, you know, there's not opposition to that type of corruption that goes on at lower levels around the country in the elections in these blue states. And the reason why is because they want to take the advantage. In my view, they don't have a moral background. And I think people are fed up with it. I think that it's starting to collapse the entire facade, and the lies are becoming so apparent that people are pushing back. I know we've only got a few minutes left here, or a few seconds left on this event, but something's bound to change, and this was a good start in Virginia.
Jimmy, I agree 100%. Something is bound to change, and Virginia is an excellent, excellent start. I think the funniest thing that happened in Virginia is when the governor basically called the Republicans racist, and boy, that is the stupidest statement that anybody can make. Ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour news. Jim and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.